USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump gears up for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, as his team of A-list lawyers prepare his defense for the Senate impeachment trial in Washington set to get underway Tuesday. Before leaving, the president tweeting, "Crying Chuck Schumer is now asking for fairness, when he and the Democratic House members worked together to make sure I got zero fairness in the House." So, what else is new? In USA News for Your Health, international airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.